We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Well, this is going to be one of those Sunday broadcasts that is particularly jam-packed. Thank you for joining us for this original August 31st, 2014 worldwide broadcast. I am your host, Alex Jones. The news websites, again, are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can follow us on Twitter at RealAlexJones. There is so much I want to get into here today. We've got Larry Klayman on his latest lawsuit against the Obama administration, naming him in a RICO lawsuit, organized crime, as well as the United Nations and others, and the, of course, IRS persecution. We're also going to get into Obama more than ever becoming a dictator on so many fronts, on carbon taxes and legalizing the illegals. That's all coming up. Paul Joseph Watson will join us at the bottom of the hour to talk about two articles he and I put together this week that are so important. 10 conspiracy theories that came true when questioning the official narrative proved crucial. And 10 more conspiracy theories that came true, from a fascist coup d'etat to FBI poisoning alcohol. It's all coming up today on this Sunday transmission. I want to ask listeners something. Did you tell your friends and family to tune in today? We're already reaching 20 million people a week one way or another on the live syndicated radio, YouTube, PrisonPlanet.tv, other platforms, 20 million people a week. Let's up it to 40 million. Tell friends and family about the live radio show, about the free podcast that 600,000 people a day subscribe to, the 4 million YouTube views a week just on one channel we've got. It's more than 20 million, you count it all together. We're having an effect, not bragging, just letting you know the good news that the word is getting out, but that we need your help getting the word out. So 10 conspiracy theories that came true, and then 10 more conspiracy theories that came true. Both those articles have been reposted from Thursday and Friday on this Sunday edition back up to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. So that is coming up as well today. Here's just a few of them. Fascist conspiracy to overthrow the U.S. government, called a conspiracy theory at the time, back in the 1930s, confirmed to be true. The FBI crime lab cover-up, called a conspiracy, confirmed to be true. The existence of La Cosa Nostra or the Mafia or our thing. FBI said it didn't exist from the 20s into the 50s. Later admitted they covered it up. A conspiracy theory that came true. The Tuskegee syphilis experiment denied, later admitted. The Clintons and the vast right-wing conspiracy and their persecution of the media denied, later confirmed. The USS Liberty denied, later confirmed. Germany's claim that Lusitania was carrying munitions denied, called a conspiracy theory, now confirmed. The Levon affair. Israel staging terror attacks and blaming it on their enemies. Denied, later confirmed. Geoengineering. Denied, later confirmed. That's just some of what we're going to be covering. Operation Ajax and false flag terror. Denied, later confirmed. And people at the time exposed Gulf of Tonkin. That was in the newspaper. They called the newspaper reporters, the San Diego Herald Tribune, conspiracy theorists, even though they talked to people on the ships that we were never attacked. Operation Gladio, state-sponsored terror, denied, later confirmed. Operation Northwoods, denied, later confirmed. The Glywitz incident, Operation Himmler, denied, later confirmed. Tobacco companies deliberately added deadly chemicals to addict people to cigarettes, denied, later confirmed. Hired doctors to say it was healthy, knowing it was killing people, denied, later confirmed. Operation Fast and Furious to ship guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment, denied, later confirmed. Number 8, NSA spying and mass surveillance, denied, later confirmed. CIA drug trafficking, denied, called a conspiracy theory, later confirmed. The CIA's heart attack gun, denied, later confirmed. We have these two articles on Infowars.com right now with links to all the admissions. So you send this to people who deny it. You send this to people that say there's no such enchilada out there, and see what they think about that. We're going to cover this in more detail with the always informative and riveting Paul Joseph Watson, Dr. Michael Kaufman on the UN power grab and Obama, what carbon taxes will do and the nature of the UN, what makes them tick, Larry Klayman, and yours truly, Alex Jones. Stay with us. Get locked and loaded and strapped in.
waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season.
When the blood runs high.
When blood runs high. In this time.
Give it to me easy.
And let me try with pleasure.
Only on the Alex Jones Show do you get broadcaster karaoke. Crank it up. Yeah, who's your daddy? Is he a Russian strongman like me?
What's your name? Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Is he rich like me?
All right, getting serious, folks. We have got quite a broadcast lined up for you on this Sunday transmission, the 31st day of August. We're about to be 9 months into 2014. Hurtling towards 2015. Monday through Friday, we're here, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. live, and back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central as well. Okay, we've got Paul Joseph Watson joining us to talk about 20 conspiracy theories that turned out to be absolutely true. I know it's heresy and a thought crime to say that there was ever any corruption anywhere, but we've got to put the facts out there. It should be very informative. Then we've got Dr. Michael Kaufman joining us to break down the fact that Obama plans to just skip the Senate and put us under UN control with taxer boxes that are already in all the new cars right on time. We told you they were being put in there to tax you by the mile, but now the Department of Transportation came out last week and said, oh yeah, we're going to do that in the next few years. It's all part of the UN. That's where Obama gets his authority. Public doesn't know any better. Why not? And then we've got the IRS persecution going on and more. Larry Klayman is going to be joining us, founder of Judicial Watch, heads up Freedom Watch USA. He's joining us, so it's another jam-packed Sunday show. A lot of listeners have pointed out, man, this two-hour show seems to have even more info in it than a weekday show. I don't know if that's the case, but it is hard-hitting because we condense everything down. But I'll tell you, before I get into Putin threatening on Friday to say, hey, we got nuclear weapons, quit pushing us around, regardless of what you think about Putin, the West is overthrowing Ukraine and stirring stuff up over there, and George Soros is right in the middle of it. Before we get into all the other news, and the feds warned of imminent terror threat on U.S. border while they've been ordered to open it up, before we get into all that, I want to tell you what's coming up in the next segment. This is so important. There have been a lot of articles on this in the last couple of years, so I sent John Bowne and Leanne McAdoo, two of our great investigative reporters, out to Northern, Central, and Southern California this last week, and they filed these reports on InfoWars Nightly News Friday night. In the next segment, we're going to be covering this. U.S. inspector wanted reactor shut on quake fears. And that was August 25th. Just, I don't know, 5-6 days ago, a federal nuclear inspector urged U.S. regulators to shut down a California nuclear power plant until tests showed its reactors could withstand shocks and nearby earthquake faults. It's on a fault there in Devil's Canyon in Southern California, according to the Associated Press and others. Well, see, this just opens up. This type of story is a Rosetta Stone, a decoder. It's bigger than just this reactor built on a fault line. With the 6.0 that just happened a week ago, I guess, yeah, a week ago today, 7 days ago, last Sunday. This is a big deal because it goes to the mindset of building 6 reactors at Fukushima on a fault line and in a tsunami zone. And when they built it 40 years ago, 37 years ago, people said, you're crazy, don't do that. And they said, oh, shut up, you're anti-nuclear power. No, I'm anti-glowing in the dark. Nuclear power would be fine if these companies cared. Like General Electric, you know, the mafia group that's paying to have a power plant shut down that they don't own, but they get a waiver from Obama and increase their profits. So your power prices explode. That's what this whole UN thing's about. Congress wouldn't pass a law to shut down the rest of them because everybody else gets to have them. China, Mexico, you name it, the dirty ones, not the clean ones. You know how big that is? But I digress. I mean, I'd rather have carbon dioxide that plants breathe than water vapor. It's all that comes out of them now. Versus nuclear reactors. But this goes to the point of what type of elite builds 400-and-something reactors around the world, most of them in earthquake zones. There's 5 reactors in California on or beside zones that if there's an 8.0 or higher are going to melt down, ladies and gentlemen. And their answer is just say, oh, it didn't melt down. It's not a problem. Here's a new report out. Scientists drastically underestimated the amount of Fukushima radiation worldwide. And that's come out in the Associated Press and other publications. Cesium-137 levels in 2010, 0.000001 MBQ mecquerels or whatever you call it, blue rating, CS-137. I don't know all this physics stuff. Now, the levels of it have increased 1 million to 10 million times after Fukushima. Let me give you the sources of all this. The article's up on Infowars.com. I mean, this is just insane. And their answer is, oh, radiation's not bad for you anymore. Just like they wouldn't let our troops use DU until 1990. They had it since the 50s. And they said, you know what, just use it. And now they're using it at government shooting ranges all over the place. I mean, it's crazy town. It's crazy town. This is the type of stuff that is going on. And it is so incredibly frustrating. Look at this. This is from the Journal of Environmental Science and Technology, published by the American Chemical Society last year on Fukushima. 10 million times. That's just one of the isotopes. There's a whole bunch there. I don't have time to read it. It would take 2 hours, literally. The EPA came out and said, we'll just raise the level and say it's safe. Then they covered up the fish full of it. Again, it's suicidal. It's a bunch of crazy, greedy nihilists who don't care about anything anymore. And now they went in when Ukraine 6 months ago voted to not join the EU and be sucked dry like Spain and Greece and Ireland and England by these globalists, where they grab your private bank accounts and all the rest of it. Hey, join the EU. We take part of your bank account and give it to billionaires. Bail-ins. They've now been rolling weapons in. They have the CIA director over there with mercenaries. They're attacking Russian-held oil fields and gas fields and industrial complexes they built in Ukraine over the last 60 years that they own. They have contracts with Europe for the gas, and they're trying to take those right now. So, of course, the Russians have special forces in there fighting. And then Putin's now escalating, saying, all right, we got nuclear weapons. Knock it off, NATO, because NATO's moving weapons back in. And again, it's not that Putin's an angel, but he's not the one opening our borders. He's not the one funding ISIS like Obama. He's not the one doing all of this. Russia is not in an offensive posture. You know who is? China. They're running around buying up the rare earth minerals, buying up the oil and gas, buying off the politicians, telling our media what they can report. And I'm not an anti-Chinese government. I'm anti-communist. They got mobile execution vans. They got massive public exterminations. Putin doesn't have that. Why? Putin might spy on people. Look what our government does. The point is that the globalists are the ones running our country into the ground. And now the West was some of the best about running reactors properly and stuff. We're so corrupt now in the West. We used to be some of the most upright people on average. We've gotten so decadent in our political elite, they don't care about reactors leaking. You know, you can look up the studies. Over 90% of reactors worldwide are leaking. Leaking bad. And they don't care. So coming up in the next segment, we've got a report talking to people on the street about this and bringing up these news articles to people to try to draw attention to this. You know, earlier this year, I sent Jakari Jackson and some reporters out to, who else we sent it? Don Salazar and others out there to go with Geiger counters and field meters, 3 different brand new calibrated units, and to get levels in some cases 15 times safe levels all up and down California from northern to southern. And they're out there again getting readings. And again, it isn't even about the radiation. It's about an elite that don't care. See, they don't care about starting a nuclear war with Russia. And that's where all these top analysts say this could go. If we're not worried about this, it could end up happening. This is the type of attitude that ends up getting us all dead, dead, dead. We'll be back.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Don't tread on me. Love it or leave it. What do you do when there's a global government run by the UN and private interest, and they won't let you leave because it's a planetary regime, a prison planet? We're going to go to these reports with Leanne McAdoo and John Bowne here in just a moment, then come back with Paul Joseph Watson and the top 20 conspiracy theories that turned out to be true. And it's all bibliographed and documented, mainstream sources and government sources, at Infowars.com right now. These articles are from Thursday and Friday, but I want to go over them with Paul Watson. Those are linked up there. Please spread the word about the broadcast to friends and family. That's how we reach 20 million people a week on average. It's a very conservative number. More like 20 million a week on YouTube alone. But we know on AM and FM stations, it's more than 10 million a week. And then internet's more than 10 million, 600,000 a day on the podcast. A lot of, that's a conservative number. And I'm not bragging. I'm giving you the good news. That liberty is popular, that liberty is cool, and we're reaching more people. We could legalize freedom, like Ron Paul said. Just keep telling friends and family, your email list, your Facebook, your Twitter, about Infowars.com and these groundbreaking, incredibly important reports. We can draw attention to this. Just like we did earlier in the year, we went out, showed the higher radiation levels. It made the Navy come out. They admitted it, drew attention. Now there's city investigations and more all up and down the West Coast, not just California. And we were in the newspapers. The San Francisco Chronicle, San Jose Mercury News, they all said because Infowars.com did these reports. Well, we're back out in California right now drawing attention. You can do that as well.
Michael Peck released a report to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission in 2013, and according to that report, there are three fault lines nearby this power plant that would cause enough motion that it would bypass this particular plant's shutdown safety precautions. That means something very similar to what happened in Fukushima. Everyone thought that that plant was very well constructed, could withstand large tsunamis, but again, that was not the fact. Experts would have us just bury our heads in the sand. But some are already preparing for the inevitability of America's Fukushima.
If Diablo blows, nobody's staying around to use it. I've actually got backpacks in my car, you know, for heading out. Preparedness, I think, is very important.
Yeah.
But the whole idea that they're going to sound the sirens and we're all going to head north, it just won't work.
Yeah.
Northeast. So yeah. I wish it wasn't there. But it is, and maybe they'll deactivate it, and that would be fine with me.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I think it's great how the citizens on our own can be prepared, yet, you know, we're asking our government basically to take care of us, and they're, you know, telling us to look the other way.
Yeah.
And how can you do that when all of this is at risk?
Well, it always comes in the limelight once there's an earthquake. Mm-hmm. So the Napa earthquake has made everybody kind of think about it again. You know, that a good earthquake would cause the plant to blow. And would want to get out of here.
When you look around and you see all of this beauty, all these families, all these people, how does that make you feel knowing that they're okay with a potential Fukushima situation here in America?
We know we couldn't all get out. You know, they say head north. I mean, yeah, head east, northeast, once the plant warns us. But you know that you couldn't do that. The freeway would be jammed. That's why, you know we could go across the Santa Maria River bed and head south. I raised 7 children in this town, and I taught them all to run home no matter what their school told them, because we were going to hop in the car and get out somehow. They weren't going to wait for school buses. But yeah, it's a big problem. They say we provide 20% of California's power at that plant, but I think they named it Diablo for a reason.
Should this plant be shut down until they can prove that it's not going to annihilate this entire town, if not the entire state of California? Reporting for Infowars.com, I'm Leanne McAdoo. Nuclear core reactors that are just right over in that canyon are some of the most dangerous in this country. They're right on a whole bunch of fault lines, and an inspector that works there is trying to get it shut down because he said at any minute it could be Fukushima here in America.
Wow, that's outstanding. If I had known this, I would have never come here to take a swim. Yeah. I don't know what to say.
No, that's great.
Worthless.
No, that's perfect, because that's what I think.
When did they realize of this fact?
Well, the gentleman has been working for the last 5 years. He's been an inspector there, mm-hmm. and he had a report come out in 2012 that just basically spelled all of this out. But they're hiding this report, kind of, and saying, oh, it's fine, we've checked it all out. And he's saying, it's not fine, it's built on sand, it will move when an earthquake comes. And just because America does that, they're like, it's fine.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Can you imagine this beautiful place being covered in plumes of death?
Actually, I could be very disappointed because there's so many animals, you know, and this is surrounded by nature and the atmosphere is great in here. Actually, we came for surfing and it could be a very dangerous issue for all the people that live here in the coast. And all the ecosystem.
Yeah,
that's around
they already had to shut it down 2 years ago because it had a leak here.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so happy swimming.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, so if California's Fukushima goes off, if Diablo Canyon erupts, it's not necessarily going to kill everyone, but it's definitely going to give people tumors and cancers and kill everybody's food for a long while.
You've been saying that the big earthquake is what you're talking about, aren't you? Mm-hmm. What they say that is going to happen is it's going to destroy all of California, bring everything down, so therefore it would kill everybody, most likely. And if everything does happen like that, that'll explode and every other power plant in California will explode.
So it's going to have a chain reaction.
Probably.
So then wouldn't you say that it might be best to shut it down? Or do you think that shutting it down wouldn't be a reasonable thing, considering that?
There's no power for people who need that power. I mean, what would happen? What would they have to do to make it so that everyone else has power, that they get power from that plant over there?
I would love to get into the debate about alternative energy, because I just wish they would do it, but they can't, because it's like 25% of the state's power coming from there.
And they can't get that much energy out of the ocean.
Why?
Because they'd have to tear out the beach. They'd have to put mills to get the ocean water to make them spin. And they can't, and then there would be no beach here, so this wouldn't be a place to go.
So then they just build it right next to the beach and hope for the best.
They can't do that. To get 25% of the state's power, they would have to take out this whole beach and probably three or four more. Mm. I think the oil's worse, though.
Yeah, I agree.
They don't have this here, though, do they?
Well, they're fracking out there.
Huh?
They're fracking.
What's that mean?
They're, like, splintering the surface of the earth, fracturing it, and sucking out all the minerals by pumping it.
But there aren't any out
filled
there.
With... Well, you can't see them.
Usually you can.
Yeah.
If you go down to L.A., you see them. You look out there and you see these big, giant buildings.
Again, groundbreaking reports. Great job, Leanne McAdoo and John Bound. And great job with the Sunday crew in here working hard. We'll be right back with Paul Joseph Watson from London.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Again, thanks for joining us on this Worldwide Sunday Original Edition. I am your host, Alex Jones. This has got to be the best Deep Purple song. It is so hard to turn it off. It's just amazing. Right here, listen to this part. Yeah, we're here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. I want to thank all of our great affiliates for joining us today. Right there, listen to that guitar. Oh, man. That just makes me feel smug. And I'm not usually an arrogant person, but just that guitar right there. Smoke on the water, fire in the sky. Yeah, we'll be seeing some of that if there's nuclear war with Russia. Let's hope cooler minds prevail. All right, we wrote two articles last week, I guess on Thursday and Friday, I mean, I came up with some of the ideas. Paul did most of the work at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I've had them reposted together to the front page of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I'm going to retweet them out as well at Real Alex Jones. Because anybody disagreeing with you saying there's no such thing as a conspiracy theory, there's no such thing as government or big groups doing bad things, that's just asinine. We know historically over and over again that powerful combines, organized crime, you name it, get into corporations or government. It could be small town boss hog type stuff. It could be the gang, the Nazi mafia taking over Germany, the communist mafia taking over Russia. We know this happens all the time. We know what tyranny is. But back in the 60s, and Paul Watson's written about this, the CIA came out, this was declassified a few years ago, and said, hey, anybody criticizes any corruption, we just call them conspiracy theorists, and we tell the mainstream media, state-run media, to make fun of them. Sure, there's a lot of kooky stuff out there as well, but just questioning is an American or pro-liberty value. It's not bad to question. And so the article, again, came out Thursday, 10 conspiracy theories that came true. And then the second article on Friday, 10 more conspiracy theories that came true, from a fascist coup d'etat to the FBI poisoning alcohol. There's a lot of them, 20 of them. But what's really neat to read is the comments, thousands of them, under each article where people bring up other confirmed. I'm going to say that again. Confirmed. Anybody could theorize and think the Queen of England is, made of cheese. We all know that's not true. But could you say the British government's been caught shipping narcotics? Yes, that's been declassified. And people said it at the time and got called conspiracy theorists. So Paul Watson joins us in this segment, the next, in that little five-minute no man's land at the start of the next hour. Paul Watson, you've got the floor. I already talked about some of these earlier, but of the 20, what do you think's the most important?
One of the most interesting ones, Alex, is the first one in the second part of the series, the business plot, this fascist conspiracy to overthrow the US government, which of course occurred back in the 1930s. Prescott, Bush, and all these heads of big banks and corporations like Chase Bank, Goodyear, Standard Oil, DuPont family, they approached Marine Corps Major General Smedley Butler with this plan to install a fascist dictatorship by force. They expected him to oversee it within the army. But he actually ended up blowing the whistle, exposing the plot to the United States House of Representatives Special Committee on Un-American Activities. What's interesting about it, though, from this perspective, is at the time, the New York Times said that it was, quote, a gigantic hoax that this plot ever existed. Turned out, actually, that the committee concluded that Butler's allegations were credible. So it was a very real plot, but at the time the media dismissed it as a gigantic hoax, as a conspiracy theory.
It really is incredible. And that's just one of the points that you bring up. The existence of the mafia, that was called a conspiracy theory until the mid-50s because they were blackmailing some of the top FBI people. That later came out. That's in there. The FBI poisoned alcohol during Prohibition. Folks, we're not demonizing just the FBI. It's just these are well-known conspiracy theories that were reported at the time and denied as conspiracy theories. Paul, the sky is blue. They could call that a conspiracy theory, but it's not. 2 + 2 = 4.
What's interesting now, Alex, is that the main modern-day progenitor of conspiracy theories is the U.S. government itself. I mean, look at MH17 shoot now. For days after the event, they were asserting that it was shot down by Russian-backed rebels, failed to provide any hard evidence whatsoever. And in fact, we called for the release of the air traffic control tapes. Now, 5-6 weeks later, they are non-existent. So time and again with these major events that go to, prolong wars, act as casus bellies for wars, for military expansion, the governments are the one progenitoring the conspiracy theories because they never back up their claims with hardcore evidence. And you can go back to incubator babies, in Iraq, and weapons of mass destruction. You can go back to Northwoods. What's interesting from this perspective, I mean, we had Cass Sunstein come out, obviously, back in, I think it was 2008, with this cognitive infiltration idea. He proposed the need to have government agents infiltrate conspiracy theory forums and so forth in order to counter conspiracy theories about government corruption. But even in that program, he admitted that some conspiracy theories previously dismissed as insane and fringe have turned out to be entirely true. And he gave the examples of the CIA administering LSD in mind control experiments, the DOD plotting the commission of terrorist attacks inside the United States. So even Cass Sunstein, from his perspective of trying to dampen down and quash conspiracy theories, admitted that many of them are in fact true, as we document in these articles.
Let's continue. There's 20 of them in the two-part article reposted at Infowars.com. But again, there's hundreds of other admitted conspiracies. Let's talk about some of the big ones that are on record.
The USS Liberty is a big one because, of course, Israel swore after they attacked this ship in 1967, killing 34 crew members during the Six-Day War. They swore that it was an error and that they had mistaken the ship for an Egyptian vessel. And of course, both Israeli and US government investigations accepted that version of events, and it stood for decades. But then in 2007, and you had a lot of these people on your show at the time, the declassified government documents came out, as well as the recollections of the former military personnel who were there at the time, where the NSA had intercepted the communications from the Israelis, proving that the Israelis knew they were attacking an American naval vessel. So again, another example of a conspiracy theory about Israel knowing that this was a US vessel. That was labeled, debunked as a conspiracy theory for decades, only came out really solidly. Of course, we'd had testimony before that, but only actually confirmed in 2007 that they knew it was a U.S. vessel.
Therefore, that's right. They had members of the JAG, Officer Corps, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Others went public, as well as some of the Israeli pilots. It's now admitted it was a false flag to blame it on Egypt. That's just a fact. Governments all over the place do this. Our government's done it. The Russians have done it. People need to stop being so naive. Governments stage things to be able to blame their enemies, period. And that conspiracy theory has been proven true, and it's linked in your article.
And then an even bigger one, of course, World War One, the sinking of Lusitania. Of course, Germany put out an advisory before the Lusitania sailed, warning that they would target ships which they knew contained munitions.
They named the weapons. Lusitania. They named the Lusitania.
Exactly. And this conspiracy theory, as it was called at the time, was only proved in 2008 when they actually, the divers went down and discovered more than 4 million rounds of rifle ammunition hidden in cargo holds that were labeled, you know, cheese, butter, and oysters. So they, when they actually went down and searched the wreckage, they found that, yes, indeed, the Lusitania was carrying all this munition, all these weapons, and that's why it was targeted by the Germans. Of course, that wasn't the story at the time. The story was that this was an unprovoked attack, and of course, it was used to basically start World War One. So again, a major, major incident that was labeled a conspiracy theory right up until 2008, when it was proven true that the Lusitania was indeed carrying those weapons.
So, conspiracy theories that were proven true coming up. Now, I'll tell you one conspiracy theory that isn't when we return on the other side. Because I'll tell you who the real conspiracy theorists are on the other side. We are not. We're into fact here, ladies and gentlemen, and critical thinking, which is more and more outlawed.
From the front lines of the information war,
it's Alex Jones.
We're here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, live. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. You're listening to us. Thanks for tuning in on your holiday weekend. Paul Watson joins us from London, England. I come to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin. A beautiful, wonderful city that my ancestors have been in for a long time. Now overrun by socialists from California who are trying to ban guns and stuff. Not against Californians. You've already collapsed much of your beautiful state. Now you're here. It doesn't matter. It's what you do. Side issue. That's not a conspiracy theory. That's my opinion, which you're not allowed to have. They call that a theory. You're not allowed to have your own opinion. That's what all this conspiracy theory labeling is about. And that's linked in Paul's article and my article in the second article. Dealing with the fact that the CIA said call anyone questioning corruption a conspiracy theorist just to shut down debate. Basically like calling you a heretic. Now let me give you some real conspiracy theories that are total baloney. In fact, we should come out with an article next week, Paul, on 10 government conspiracy theories that were total bull. And of course, that would be Al Gore inventing the internet. when the internet was invented by DARPA back in the 60s inside the CIA and government facilities and universities. That's on record, too. 2 + 2 = 5 in Common Core. That is a total delusional conspiracy theory. They teach kids that under Common Core to literally screw up their minds. If you're a corrupt government that tells you that you didn't build your business and that raising the debt ceiling doesn't raise the debt, as Obama famously said, well, you know, then you've got to teach people that 2 + 2 = 5. So there's some conspiracy theories that are total baloney. Carbon dioxide causes global warming. All the major studies show that carbon dioxide goes up after warming because there's more life on the planet, more plant life. But that doesn't matter. I mean, ignore that. Just call us the climate deniers. Paul Watson, let's get into some of the other conspiracy theories that turned out to be true in the two articles that are on Infowars.com.
Yeah, well, obviously, the major one used as a casus belli for war was the Gulf of Tonkin. Of course, we were told that the USS Maddox was attacked by the North Vietnamese. Never happened. The attack never took place. It was used to start the Vietnam War and that whole disaster. And then again, in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, we had Operation Gladio, which was where NATO stay-behind teams carried out terrorist attacks to demonize leftist political groups in Europe as terrorists. So the main example would be the Bologna train station bombing in 1980, which killed 85 people, blamed on the Red Brigades. Eventually turned out that the Italian Secret Service was responsible for the attack. And of course, again, that was a conspiracy theory that Gladio was about a NATO false flag terror operation for decades, until it came out in parliamentary investigations from eyewitnesses, from whistleblowers, that that was precisely what was taking place. It was a state carrying out terrorist attacks to demonize political groups, which were seen at the time as a threat to the power system. The Gliwice incident, which we saw almost a replay of last week, where Russia accused Ukraine of staging the incident where Russia made the incursion with the so-called military convoy onto Ukrainian territory. Ukraine claimed they destroyed the convoy. Russia came out immediately after and said that they could have even killed their own people just to stage this incident, or it never happened at all. And that's similar to the Gliwice incident in 1939, where 9 days before the incident, Hitler said, quote, "I will provide a propagandistic casus belli. Its credibility doesn't matter. The victor will not be asked whether he told the truth." And that was 9 days before German operatives dressed in Polish military uniforms seized this radio station near the Polish border in Germany, beforehand broadcasting a propaganda message in Polish to make it look as if the Poles had carried out the attack. The very next day, Germany invaded Poland, with Hitler citing that very incident as one of its pretexts. So again, many of these conspiracy theories that turned out to be true are major, major incidents that lead to wars, lead to invasions of foreign countries.
And of course, Gliwice was part of the overall Operation Himmler, is declassified, is public. And early on in World War II, the Nazis denied it and said that it was made up and a hoax that they had staged those events. They even dressed up prisoners in Polish uniforms and shot them to have dead bodies on the newsreels that people would go see movies and watch news before it, before the age of television. So this just goes on and on and on. Let's cover some more of the admitted conspiracy theories that turn out to be true, like people claiming there was organized crime with the Italians. And imagine the FBI saying it didn't exist until the mid-50s. I mean, that's like saying, again, the Atlantic Ocean doesn't exist. We now know there's organized crime in every ethnic group. Imagine how naive the public was to believe the FBI that it didn't exist.
Precisely. And then there are a couple of more involved in the FBI. You mentioned at the top of the show, the FBI poisoned alcohol during Prohibition because, of course, it was virtually impossible to enforce these ridiculous laws. So they attempted to do it in a way which basically killed people. I mean, there are all kinds of conspiracy theories, so-called, by the media, which are proven about the government meddling with food and water supply, the environment. Back in the 1920s, during Prohibition, the FBI enforced the law by deliberately poisoning alcohol with things like methane, formaldehyde, ammonia, arsenic, and kerosene. They even added rubbing alcohol, which is made of water and propane, basically destroys your internal organs. They also added paint thinner. So an example of how the government deliberately poisoned people in order to enforce the law. Of course, another one is the FBI crime lab cover-up. This emerged back in the early 90s from Dr. Frederick Whitehurst, one of the FBI's top scientists, and a whistleblower on how the FBI would deliberately manipulate crime lab data in order to sway trials and frame innocent people. So there are hundreds or even thousands of people innocent but sent to jail as a result of this crime lab data being manipulated. And then it only came out in 2012 that the Justice Department had been, quote, withholding information for years about these cases. So again, it was denied for almost two decades.
Just like they denied giving people syphilis in Tuskegee, that's in there. What about the Clintons and the vast right-wing conspiracy? They've now released a few months ago, as you have in the article, from the Clinton Library, that indeed they were working with the mainstream media to demonize anyone questioning corruption. And they said in there, because we don't want a new independent press to rise, we have to discredit the idea of a citizen press.
Precisely. It was part of the war on new media, which at the time, of course, was mainly centered around Matt Drudge and, to a lesser extent, WorldNet Daily. But they had this deliberate policy. Hillary invented the pejorative term vast right-wing conspiracy to demonize the new media as not being credible, being kooky. And they had a deliberate policy to stop these stories that were coming out from the likes of Drudge from being picked up by the, quote, mainstream media. So exactly, it was a deliberate attempt to control the media via their operatives in the media, just like Operation Mockingbird.
And by the way, if folks simply go to Infowars.com right now, you can read these articles, follow the links to the Clinton Library documents. We're not just saying this here like mainstream media does, where they just make claims and don't show proof. We're showing you the proof. What about geoengineering? That's one we should end on, Paul.
Yeah, that's the final one in the second article. Of course, for years throughout the 90s, people were pointing to evidence of these geoengineering projects taking place, of course, linked to the phenomena of chemtrails and atmospheric manipulation. But we only actually really got the hardcore documents in the latter years of the previous decade, around 2008-2009, where the government is indeed conducting these large-scale, indirect, semi-direct aerosol campaign spraying programs, where they're basically spraying artificial chemicals in the air for tests on weather manipulation and so forth, and they admit it in their own documents, which are now public and on the internet. Before that, it was a conspiracy theory that the government was manipulating the weather. Of course, now we know that that's way, way in advance of anything we ever knew about. It's way in advance of cloud seeding, weather weapons, which Ben Livingston was talking about in the 60s. That's all
exactly. And in closing, we're going to come back with five more minutes with you, Paul. But the big problem is then they have total kooks out there that claim that every contrail is a weather manipulation. That then discredits all the real research. And then folks don't look into what's admitted, because it's not called chemtrails in the government documents. It's called geoengineering, basically terraforming, and Bill Gates and others are involved. Follow the links to government documents and admissions at Infowars.com. In 10 conspiracy theories that came true when questioning the official narrative proves crucial. And part two, 10 more conspiracy theories that came true. From a fascist coup d'etat to the FBI poisoning alcohol, it's all documented at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. Second hour with Larry Klayman, Paul Joseph Watson, and Dr. Michael Kaufman coming up.
We've got it. The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We are go. Paul, I want to spend this little 5-minute segment ahead of Larry Klayman coming on. I want to spend this little 5-minute segment getting your take on it, because I see you getting frustrated in your news videos, your nightly news reports, with the folks that don't do any research but just wildly throw out whatever conjecture is, and then we get lumped in with those people, but it's worse than that. They then get mad at us when we don't agree with everything they're saying or doing. I think we should all just question everything, go off research, go off what's been proven as accurate sources, and historical perspectives. Humans do the same stuff over and over again. I mean, InfoWars is not really about theorizing. 90%+ of what we do is just cover what's already known. It's just so fantastical. Truth is stranger than fiction. A lot of people can't deal with it. But, I mean, what do you think about this whole term conspiracy theory? Because for me, it just means someone who questions known liars. Within that compendium or that spectrum, though, of completely kooky stuff on one end and government propaganda on the other, I see myself as in the middle, a true moderate trying to discover the human experience. What is truth? I mean, I think that's the great aspiration in life.
Paul? Yeah, I mean, yeah, people are poisoning the well from my perspective. I mean, I look at it from a perspective of motive, like the ISIS beheading of James Foley. That clearly had a motive to justify military expansion in the Middle East and a potential attack on Syria, which they couldn't get done last year because another of their conspiracy theories failed with a chemical weapons attack. But that had a clear motive, so I questioned it. Turned out we were proven right by the experts who analyzed it, said it was staged.
That's the experts to the British government say it's fake.
Exactly. They work with the British police. Then you have something like, you know, the death of Paul Walker. This is a Hollywood actor who wasn't even political. My problem with it is every time somebody in Hollywood dies, like Robin Williams or Paul Walker, people immediately say, oh, he was assassinated by the Illuminati.
Sure, sure. Well, I mean, you're talking about the schizophrenics that say that I'm Jeff Bridges and what's his name? Bill Hicks.
Yeah, it's a noisy minority. Thankfully, it's still a minority.
Well, really, you know, it's entertaining. I mean, I got to be honest with you, you know, and you do it too. I call them and say, what's the latest? I don't do this anymore. I swore it off 5 years ago. I've really cut back. We used to call up swapping the worst attack videos on us as entertainment. And you know, the hater videos, I repented to God though that I love hater videos because it's just, they're so sick and pathetic. It was a form of narcissism that I was enjoying it. But I mean, it's amazing the phenomenon of schizophrenics now having access to YouTube and all their fantastical stuff. What must it be like for them though, as all this real stuff goes on? That must be really freaking them out.
Well, that's precisely the frustration, isn't it? There are so many real cover-ups, real conspiracies taking place right now, and they're focusing on the death of some, you know, actor in Hollywood that drove his car at high speed. It just doesn't interest me when there are so many real hardcore issues that you can dig into.
And remember, we got blamed for Paul Walker saying that it was a missile when you had a video debunking it.
Yeah, I put debunked in the headline and people still say, how dare you say this was a conspiracy, because they don't watch the video. That's the problem most of the time.
Well, part of it is the dumbed down nature. I mean, the public is so dumbed down. I mean, they are so dumbed down. It is so sad, Paul.
It's sad, but, you know, with the internet democratization of information, we've got such a wide range of access to everything now that. But then again, we've got a lot of noise, so it's about picking and choosing what's credible and what's not, and I think that's the balance that we try to get.
Sure, and that's why they spend all day in the mainstream media and other places saying we're not credible. Well, we're incredibly credible. We're having a huge effect. We're growing exponentially. We try to tell the truth. People know that, and they know we're really looking for the truth, looking for justice. That's where we stand, and we're not with the government conspiracy theorists or the poor mentally ill people out there. But look, the government has lied so much, I don't blame folks for believing nothing. You know, even stupid people know they're being lied to, so they come up with stupid theories, but at least they're trying to think. Paul Watson, thanks for the time. Great job with the articles.
Thanks, Alex.
We'll be back with Larry Klayman, and we'll look at Obama and his move to turn over the carbon taxes to the UN outside of Congress. Stay with us.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. Thank you for joining us on this Sunday, the 31st day of August 2014, worldwide transmission We are now into hour number two. And we are going to be joined by Dr. Michael Kaufman. I'll tell you about him in just a moment. He's in several of our most powerful films, like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Look at this headline. Obama looks to skip Senate on new UN climate deal, The Hill. It should read, Obama becomes dictator. Breitbart, McConnell, Obama's congressional bypass with UN treaty does serious damage to rule of law. Yes, it does. And now the New York Times and others are giving him political cover, saying it's no big deal to shut down more of our plants and put tracker boxes that just so happen to be in all the new cars in your car to tax you by the mile. Obama also announced last Friday that he'll be signing an executive order in the next week to end deportations of illegals. He's already opened the border up. Here's the Associated Press from Friday. Obama plots bypass around Congress on amnesty through executive fiat. I mean, that's the AP. This is bigger than Obama, even if you're a Democrat. This is about presidents becoming dictatorial. And sure, they're elected, but it's the special interests that put them in there. So it's the bureaucracy and the whole thing doing whatever it wants. So put our troops under UN control. Remember, he said that 2 years ago to the Congress. They said, you got to get authorization from us on Syria. No, I don't. I have the UN. I have NATO. That's worse than him being a dictator. He's like a stooge, a viceroy for these globalist corporate interests. Well, the man who back in the early 90s put together with the UN maps, the master map showing half the country off limits. You can just type in Dr. Michael Kaufman, UN maps. You'll see the global maps, the U.S. maps. Half the country in red off limits. Another quarter of it or so limited use. Less than 25% open use. This is Agenda 21 that I've been covering since 1997 when I made the film America Destroyed by Design. I'm not tooting my horn, but you heard it here first. I'm glad everybody else covers it now. We have a chance to beat it. The problem is now they used to, you know, tell Kaufman, oh, the UN's not going to try to take over. Oh, there's no such thing. Now it's like, oh, yeah, the UN, they tell us what to do. So Dr. Michael Kaufman joins us. He received his B.S. in forestry and M.S. in biology at Northwestern Arizona University at Flagstaff and his Ph.D. in forest science, University of Idaho. He taught courses and conducted research in forest ecology and forest community dynamics for 10 years at Michigan Technological University, a leading forestry school in the Midwest. He's the president of Environmental Perspectives, Inc. He's written many books, bestsellers, about the attack on our Constitution and more. And his website is epi-us.com. And you can buy his book at americaplundered.com. We have this segment and the next to get into it. I tell you, Dr. Michael Kaufman, people watch that film 8 years ago, Endgame, that you're such a big part of, and it freaked people out at the time. Now it's all come true. I'm told by filmmakers, you name it, that film is evergreen. Truly something I'm proud of. That's why I talk about it so much. Even though I've had other films seen 50, 40 million times, this one's only been seen probably 20 million times for free online. Still, that's a big victory. The DVDs, 200,000 in stores. I mean, it's had a big effect, but you're a big part of it. We're now seeing global governance out in the open. But not just that, Obama saying his authority comes from the UN. This is beyond constitutional crisis.
Yes, it is. And it's really tragic. But you and I have been discussing this for about 15, 20 years now. It's nothing new. It's just finally starting to happen where people can see it. It's almost impossible now for people not to see it, and yet they continue to decide they're not going to pay any attention to it. It's really unbelievable. When you have a nation that is at risk as much as the United States is right now, to have people out there just willing to be blind, willing, you can't describe it any other way because it's right in their face, willing to be blind is just beyond comprehension. It's a state of delusion that I never thought I'd ever see in my lifetime.
It's as if the country is in a trance. For folks that don't know, they go, oh, well, let the UN run things. Explain to people what they've already done in countries they've gotten control of.
Well, there has been plenty of evidence to suggest that they have a program of ethnic cleansing, not just a little bit, to the tunes of tens of thousands of people in the past. Now, they're not doing that right now, at least not we're aware of, but the fact is that they have no compunction whatsoever. Their whole ethics program and so forth is led by nations that are literally blind to anything about talk about human ethics and so forth.
Exactly. The UN promotes NAMBLA. They're a member of the UN.
Yes. It is everything, no matter what you look at, they are a totally corrupt organization that does exactly the opposite of what most people in the United States would want to have happen.
Well, even if they were good guys, we don't need some foreign global group run by other countries carbon taxing us. I mean, imagine.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And that's a very good point, because we have a system of government that has served us very well, with very strong, at least historically, private property rights, that's disappearing now, that has given us the ability to become the wealthiest nation in human history. And we are, and the United Nations has an exactly the opposite form of governance. It's, most of you in the listening audience know what that means. It means that the United Nations will control everything. It'll control every action. And, of course, that's what Agenda 21 is designed to do, is to control every action that you and I and everyone else takes in this world. It gets to tell us what we can and cannot do, specifically on every particular issue that we want to. There will be no such thing as private property rights with Agenda 21, and that is one of the characteristics of Agenda 21 that you have to know. It totally destroys private property rights, and private property rights have been studied and known to be the source of all wealth creation. You cannot create wealth for yourself and your family without private property rights. You cannot do it unless you're in a position of graft and corruption and so forth within some sort of organization. It could be private, it could be public, doesn't matter. But that's the only other way that you can legitimately create wealth, is through private property rights.
And it's what's created prosperity and invention and innovation.
Yes.
It's not even debatable, but now we see collectivism and socialism pushed everywhere by the United Nations, and now our president. I mean, back when you helped, you know, testify to Congress and beat this stuff back in the early 90s, now they just say, hey, who needs Congress? That really right. shows who's running things. It really shows how dictatorial this thing really is. It's very bold. I'm really worried if Congress doesn't slap down Obama and the bureaucracy, that this is just a major precedent.
Well, you got one of the things that we have to do, and of course it's not going to happen in this election, probably won't happen in 2016 either, is that we have to get these people out of Congress and our state legislatures, even our county commissioners, that are progressives. These people are dangerous. They're utterly dangerous, and we will destroy this nation if we allow them to continue to do what they're doing, because everything that they think of, and you can go back, and this is one of my book, Plundered, goes into great detail, is to describe how this group of people, since the time of Rousseau in France, has systematically destroyed the countries in which it had power over, and is doing it in Europe today, is doing it in France especially, because they're really over the hill. And most of your nations, like Russia, or the former Soviet Union, China, and so forth, have followed this model of governance and have literally killed tens of millions of their own people, because it's so barbaric when it gets down to exactly who has the power within that form of government. It is, and we're moving towards it very rapidly. That's exactly where Obama is taking us.
In fact, the University of Hawaii breaks down democide. 262 million people in the 20th century, non-military combatants killed by yep. governments, 70-plus percent of it by communists, the rest by Hitler and some other dictators. But communists killed 70-plus percent of 262 million people. That's almost the entire population of the United States. And people like to get scared of great white sharks. They kill 5 people a year. Yep. Why not be scared of the giant democide train of socialism, collectivism coming, with all these well-meaning, progressive, grassroots people having no idea what they're doing? We'll be back with Dr. Michael Kaufman and talk about, is there a way to stop this nightmare situation? I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com. Stay with us.
From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
That's right, folks, coming to you from the former United States. We're occupied just like the Vichy French. who sold out to the Nazis. We really are occupied by this corporate monopoly capitalist system that uses socialism to control the grassroots, or oligarchical collectivism. You go back to the Jacobins in France and the French Revolution, they were criminal plunderers who wrote up the plan to carry this out, and that's what Dr. Michael Kaufman is an expert on. The writings and government documents he's dug up, it's in Endgame 2.0 that was released only to PrisonPlanet.tv. It's there today. All the documents about how they would promote homosexuality to end the family and to break down society. It's not that I'm against, quote, gay people, or that I want to go hurt them or something. It's that, and that there's been people like that forever. It's that the government is confusing genders on purpose. It is a program. And that's just one example. There's so many that he covers in Endgame 2.0 that people should go watch at PrisonPlanet.tv. Dr. Michael Kaufman, we got about 10 minutes in this segment. I want to speak some about what you were just getting into, and then specifically about Obama saying he'll sign onto a treaty without Congress, which is just unprecedented. But I talk about statistically honeybees, you know, kill 200 people a year, but people aren't really afraid of them. But great white sharks kill 5 people a year. Worldwide, it's a couple hundred honeybees. People get killed by those every year here in the U.S. alone. But then you got something like government. What is it, 10,000 more people drowned a year or something? But you don't see TSA out there with checkpoints to get in the lake. But it kills a lot more than terrorists do. My point is, media decides what to hype up and what to be afraid of. And statistically, government is the number one unnatural form of death. And it's collectivist governments that do it. Free market ones just pour out money and success and upward mobility and freedom. The problem is then those societies become decadent, and government by conquest, government by corruption ends up setting in. How do you educate a youth about this? How do you stop a political class that just wants to expand their empire? How do you reverse this? Because more and more you can see they're not going to stop, and they also hate anyone that's free market and anyone who's self-made. There's also an instinct of these collectivists to not just take over, but to then persecute those of us that are producers, which then always hastens the collapse as well. This is just like some type of mental illness. Dr. Michael Kaufman.
It is. In fact, psychiatrists have done studies on this for over 100 years and have come to that very conclusion. It's a psychological or pathological problem. They cannot connect reality. They live in their own dream world. And as a consequence, the policies that they formulate are totally wrong. It's based on emotion, not rationale. Now, we need emotion in our lives. I'm not saying that. But you've got to make a decision first on reason and then temper it with emotion. And all they do is do emotion. They don't care about reason. It could be outer space, and they're disconnected from reality in total. This is what the studies have shown over 100 years now. Now, how do we change this? Because they have penetrated our public school systems, our Congress, it doesn't matter what major institutions, they basically have taken over those institutions in this country almost totally now. Not quite, but almost totally. With Common Core, they're going to take over the education system totally. And what we're seeing, of course, we have a lot of grassroots out there that are fighting this and gradually beating back Common Core. And I think by this time next year, we're going to be pleasantly pleased, because these people, I've done some in Common Core, but I have to admit, these people really, really have been effective in exposing the underbelly of Common Core and how bad it truly is. And hopefully, by that process, we will be able to gradually take back our educational system. There have been textbooks that have been rejected now because of revisionism and so forth of history. And if we can begin to start training our kids while they're in elementary school and then while they're in college and so forth to the true foundational principles of a good liberal education, then I think we can begin to take it. But it's going to take decades to do that. we have a problem right now. Can we even survive the next 2 years of Obama? That's the question. And the only way that I can see that we could perhaps stop this is if we elected people in Congress, in the Senate, state legislatures, all the way down to your local level, that have some degree of reason behind them. They're not often this pie-in-the-sky stuff that progressives really get involved in. And I don't see that happening because they have such a huge propaganda machine. However, programs like you and others around the country and so forth are gradually making people aware of how bad this is. It's just a matter of timing. Can we do it, especially by the 2016 election?
Well, it's like Michael Savage has properly said, and I know he's researched, but there are major psychological studies on the mind of communists or socialists, and they really are mentally ill.
They are.
That is the camp follower, though. The higher up ones know it's just a program of criminality. Our biggest problem is the Republican leadership is bought and sold by the very same corporate interests that are using collectivism as a model. Where is Boehner on Obama about to sign executive orders to legalize all the illegals? Where is Boehner? Where are all these people on Obama saying he'll just sign an order carbon taxing everybody? And the DOT is coming out saying, oh, yeah, there's little tracker boxes in your car. We're going to start taxing you. I mean, everything we warn people about in Endgame, you talk about that in the film, is now here. And so they've gone from denial to just doing it. Why do you think they're doing that? Is it because they're behind schedule or they just don't care? I mean, used to they would try to cover this stuff up. Now they just do it.
One of the things that I'm very concerned about, Alex, and I know you are too, is that they're getting very close to the point where they're pulling the plug. And there's going to be, well, obviously, we are economically bankrupt in this country as it is right now. It would take very little to put us in a real tailspin. And I think that's what they're planning on doing. And they don't care anymore. They literally don't care. We see a president that just doesn't care. He'll go off golfing when the world is burning around him because he knows everything is going to come crashing down.
Shutting down
months.
A third of the coal power plants, doubling energy prices, will put us into a total depression. And they know it. Cloward and Piven, you're right. They are going to wreck us. They're committed. They're doing it.
They're doing it right now. And you have Europe as the classic example why green energy does not work. It's destroying Europe right now. And the socialists here in this country, the socialists still in Europe, they don't care. They still want to do the same program. They're convinced that green energy is going to work. I don't know how they're going to do it, wave a magic wand or whatever, because it never could work. I mean, we forecast way in advance of them actually doing it that it would never work.
Wow.
You cannot do it.
Listen, Dr. Kaufman, we're out of time. Come back for a full hour on the weekday show soon. EPI-US.com. Dr. Michael Kaufman, Environmental Perspectives, Inc. President, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
That's an amazing American right there. He's made a lot of big changes in the fight against the tyrants. One man can make a difference, and so can you.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Larry Klayman joins us for the next two segments, founder of Judicial Watch and Freedom Watch. And I can't think of anybody who's broken more secret documents leaks than Larry Klayman. He also is a columnist and investigative journalist for WorldNet Daily. And he is demonized by the Clintonistas big time. Larry Klayman joins us. We'll give you his website coming up here in a moment as well. There's so much to talk about. When I wanted to get Larry on a few days ago, it was going to be about his investigation of Lois Lerner and what's really happening with the IRS persecution. But now we've got Obama saying he'll sign an order legalizing the illegals and stopping any deportations. They've pretty much already done that. And then he'll put us under UN control with carbon taxes without Congress. This is official dictator type stuff. So I want to cover the waterfront with him. FreedomWatch.org is the best website. FreedomWatchUSA.org. So again, he joins us right now. Larry Klayman, thank you for coming on.
Thank you, Alex. Nice to hear from you.
Again, that's FreedomWatchUSA.org. I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone, and I'm somebody who's been accused of, you know, going too far so many times. Now people say, wow, it's all true and worse. Larry, what's the next shoe to drop? I mean, I want to get into all the stuff that's happening, but it just seems like the bottom's dropped out. We've reached that point, like with Hitler or Stalin, where they've gotten away with everything, so why not go to the moon? I mean, why not go a trillion miles? If they've already taken us this far, how far will they go?
Well, it's quite clear that they, meaning Obama and his comrades, literally speaking, will do whatever they can. They have a certain period of time left in office until we get Miss Hillary, probably in the next 8 years after that, which will finish the country off. She's elected. But they're going to take it to the max. And, you know, everybody tries to make excuses for Obama, particularly the Republicans. They're trying to say, oh, he's incompetent. He's not well informed. He doesn't know what he's doing. You know, that's ridiculous. And the only reason they say that is that they're afraid of being accused of being racist. Because they actually criticize the guy for his ideology all of a sudden from the left. You're racist. So they have to couch it. We have to call it as it is, Alex, and you've done that. That's why I admire you. Is that, you know, somebody's got to speak out, and the fact that you're speaking from your heart and what you believe to be true doesn't mean that just because you're criticizing an African-American president that you're a racist. So that's where it comes from initially. This guy would have been long gone if he was not African-American. He would not be in office by now. Even as bad as he is, and as bad as the electorate is that put him in there, because he's committed one scandal after another. He's lied to the American people. He's trashed the Constitution with executive orders and everything else. And now the world is imploding over his foreign policy, which is not based on a lack of knowledge, but I believe it's calculated to further a Muslim caliphate. He feels kinship with these people. And that helps explain why, you know, we did an interview about Extortion 17 in Afghanistan, why our best and brightest Navy SEAL Team 6 can't fire on, you know, Muslim insurgents before they're fired upon first. I mean, my God, look at the Israelis. If there was a Hamas operative in an apartment building, they blew the whole thing up. You know, and who elected Hamas? It was the people of Gaza. You got to pay the price for putting them in power. But we're not willing to do any of that stuff. And the world's falling apart from Russia and the Ukraine.
Well, regardless of why he's doing it, he is turning loose the most radical, vicious caliphate, Wahhabist nutballs all over the world with Benghazi, helped give them weapons, helped use them against Syria. And it is so diabolical to see them going for broke. And then they get away with persecuting everyone 1,000 times what Nixon did with the IRS. I know you've been focusing in on that as well.
Yeah, before I get to that, I'll make one point here, which is important, is that we should not just be critical of Obama and his leftist hacks, but also the Republican Party and the Republican leadership, because all of a sudden the Republicans learned about ISIS. There are key Republicans, like Mike Rogers, that is chairman of the Intelligence Committee, like John McCain, who's the powerful U.S. senator, quote-unquote, like Lindsey Graham, another senator, like Representative Peter King. Where were they? Why weren't they telling us about ISIS? You know, and so the whole government has broken down. And on top of it sits an NSA and CIA that spies on us with their heart's content. And the IRS is part of this. That's the segue, Alex, is that the intimidation of conservative groups, auditing of them, harassment of them, is not new. But it's part of an entire process that the government is using to keep dissent down, to keep people from complaining, to keep them from taking action against the government, legal action, scare them. The point you can't even use your telephone anymore. And of course, the IRS is an agency that characteristically has been used not just in this country, but ministries of finance in all countries to destroy political adversaries, particularly Russia, China, and other places. So we live in a Orwellian state, as the judge said in our NSA case when we got an injunction last December. There's a state of tyranny that we live in. And frankly, we're not far away from violent revolution, which I'm doing my best to try to prevent. I, God forbid that happens, but I do believe that will happen.
Well, clearly they want to bring in tens of millions of illegals to be wedded to the Democratic Party for free goodies and then make it a racial issue if you don't want totally open borders, and to have Obama and Jerry Brown saying it's our responsibility to pay for the children of the world when only 17% of those coming in are children. And then meanwhile, in Texas, they're reporting on an imminent terror threat. Judicial Watch that you founded, a Fed's bulletin describes threat of imminent terrorist attack on southern border. Well, yeah, they report thousands of others than Mexicans, as they call it, pouring in from the Middle East with all sorts of ISIS memorabilia and signets. ISIS is showing up at the White House. They're showing up in Ferguson. I've been sent threats by these groups. I mean, this is like rock star with the left. A lot of leftists who aren't even Islamicists are like really like what's going on. And I used to think when I would hear you and others, because I respect you a lot, but say, you know, Obama's secretly this and that and he's planning this, I was like, oh, come on. But when we learn his cousin in Kenya is sending money up to the Muslim Brotherhood to overthrow the Egyptian government, and then they're blowing up all these churches and crucifying Christians, and our media's defending it, CNN's defending it, and then you catch Obama trying to overthrow Assad to put Al-Qaeda in, and you see this, you start going, man, well, if it looks like a duck, if it quacks like a duck, is the Islamic radical movement a fifth column for the liberals?
Alex, unless we do something, we're ducked. Right?
Yes.
Right. So, look, yesterday, I mean, give you an example. We filed a lawsuit. I filed it in my own name with John Doe plaintiffs, okay, to protect them out of security and allow people to come. I brought a lawsuit against President Obama, against Secretary of State John Kerry, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and the UN Secretary General, something Moon, whatever his name is. And what they've been doing, and this is Israel, and it tells you the way this whole thing's operating, is that we have given hundreds of millions of dollars to Hamas out of slush funds at the State Department for so-called humanitarian purposes. And just a few days ago, when the Israelis took out the chief financial officer of Hamas and bombed his car, they found a boatload of American dollars in that car. Obama knows what he's doing, and he's giving this money to Hamas to further their terrorist activities, and along with Kerry.
Sure, I mean, that's on record.
Right, and that's important now. Why is that important as well? Because, you know, Netanyahu basically just sold out in Israel. The Israelis are really mad at him.
Well, Larry, stay there. We're going to come back and have you break this down in another segment with Larry Klayman, and we're going to talk about where he sees the future of this country going, because I don't have words to describe how dire our straits are right now. And regardless of what you think about Israel, why does Hamas fire the rockets? Why do they attack? Why? What is the point of that? We'll be back.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
All right, final segment on this Sunday worldwide broadcast. Tomorrow we'll be back. We'll be breaking down the latest with Russia and Putin's talk of nuclear weapons. We'll be looking at the open border, Obama's executive orders, as we just track a criminal political establishment that really has a score to settle with the free market in America. They want to rule this country. They want Cloward and Piven to wreck it so they can run it and pose as the saviors. Larry, you were getting into hundreds of millions of dollars being sent to Hamas, and then Hamas launching attacks on Israel, and then Israel looks like the bully, and there was superior weapons bombing the combatants. But just looking at it coldly, not emotionally, what is the point of Hamas attacking Israel, knowing they're going to lose, A, and B, it is a leftist cause celeb at the UN, everywhere else. I have leftists call me all the time, and they say, are you upset about dead Palestinian kids? I go, yeah, I am. I don't like seeing dead children. This is terrible. Do you care about 300,000 dead Syrians, mainly Christians, killed by Al-Qaeda, being backed by Obama and John Kerry? And they just, shut up. You work for Israel. I mean, who's going to speak up for the Christians? It's just all the left will talk about is Hamas and Israel as if that's the only thing on the planet. Larry Klayman.
Well, then the left doesn't like Moses or Jesus any more than it likes Moses, okay? The fact is, you know, Israel is the land of Christians and Jews. The fact is, Christians have been killed in Israel by Hamas. The fact is, this president is supporting his brothers, his Muslim brothers, in the Middle East, and he's funneling money. And you're going to see more of it now under the pretext that now we've got to rebuild Gaza. This money is being used against Christian and Jewish interests and American interests, and Obama's furthering it. I filed a lawsuit yesterday. You can find it at freedomwatchusa.org. And we charged Obama and Clinton and Kerry and the U.N. Secretary General of criminal racketeering in a civil context. So, you know, we're making a point here. And this president is simply not patriotic to this country. He does not care about this country. It's not a question of playing golf. He wants to dismantle this country. He wants us to pay reparations for past discrimination. Granted, that was bad. That needed to be rectified. But he believes that it's time to pay back his people. And his people include African Americans and Muslims. And everybody else can go be damned. And I hate to say it that straight up, Alex, but someone's got to start saying it, you know? I'm a civil rights lawyer in part, okay? I'm a Jewish Christian, okay? I understand what discrimination is. It's terrible. You know, our people were enslaved back with the pyramids. But it doesn't mean you destroy the country because you're going to have to do a payback. And that's what this guy's doing.
Well, look at how Al-Qaeda and ISIS is killing the moderate Muslims all over the Middle East. Where is the left on that? That's all I'm saying is that I'm sad 2,000 Palestinians died in all this, but I wasn't part of it.
You know what? I'm sad too, but the reality is the Palestinians elected Hamas in Gaza, and they elected a terrorist organization. And as a result of that, they have to take responsibility for doing that. And that's their problem. They can get Hamas out of there. They didn't have to vote them in. And they've got it. Just like we have to bear responsibility for Obama and what he's done. Maybe we're going to have to make amends to the rest of the world.
Sure. I mean, I get what you're saying. But they'll never talk about hundreds of thousands of Christians being slaughtered by people.
No, of course not. When did you ever hear Obama talk about that? Maybe once or twice in passing in 6 years? The man doesn't consider himself a Christian. The man has an antipathy towards Christians. There's this pastor in Iran that's been rotting in Iran prison now for years. He's just one of many. You know, read this complaint because we documented in detail that Obama is, in terms of what he feels in his heart and the way he acts, totally Muslim, even though he's only one half Muslim by birth. He was raised in Muslim schools. He is praising terrorist organizations like the Islamic Society of North America repeatedly. He wears a ring that says, "My only God is Allah."
By the way, that's really true.
It's been documented.
It's on record. But I always thought that was to manipulate Muslims to follow him or something. I tell you, this is really getting weird. Look, we got to get you back for a full hour if you can do it soon, Larry.
I'd love to, Alex. But, I mean, we need to tell it like it is. We can't be parsing it anymore. We just can't.
Let me just briefly get this out there, though. You're on the forefront of exposing the IRS from day one. Will anybody get in trouble for that as it's proven they've destroyed the evidence? Lois Lerner, the rest of them.
Well, we're working on those. I might say Judicial Watch is my former group. I have run Freedom Watch now. I founded Judicial Watch. And they were the ones that uncovered those emails, and I applaud them for doing that. You know, and one quick point, Alex. Why couldn't the Government Reform and Oversight Committee, with their subpoena power, and they can also file FOIA, get those documents? Why does Judicial Watch have to do that? It tells you that we don't have a Republican Party that's for real up there. I mean, they're good on getting on Fox News. That's about it. And it's time for the American people to rise up and do it for themselves, because our country, as you pointed out, is hanging by a thread. It's beyond imagination.
Why are these elites doing this when America's wealth and freedom made them so fabulously rich? Why would they want to shut off our power plants, open our borders, bankrupt everything? Just what a bunch of nasty, nasty people.
Well, look, they're in Washington, D.C. There's no recession in Washington. It's, you know, I lived there for 20 years. I still go back there a lot. I spent at least a third to, you know, half of my time there. The fact is, there's so much money to divide up. They're cutting up the pie, the Democrats and the Republicans. So why rock the boat? We just get fat and happy and rich, and the American people be damned. You know, Louis the 16th, Après moi le déluge, I speak French. After me the flood. And that's what's happened. They don't care what's going to happen to this country. To them, it's the power game. And, you know, even the Peter Kings of this world, who think it's fine for the NSA to get into all of our underwear, so to speak, you know, our phone records, our internet, and everything else. This is so they can remain in power. And the rest of the country, you know, just go to hell. We're in charge. And, you know, I've had it, and I like to be able to express myself with the American people, because it's time that we do rise up, and I've been advocating peacefully. But there will come a time when, if things don't work, we're back to 1776, and we're not far away from
it. Well, they plan to push us into that position, and that's why they're militarizing the police. William Binney seconded what your lawsuit proved, the former fourth in charge of the NSA, that it's a totalitarian takeover system to suppress legitimate political action. We are in the hands of a radical revolution. We're the restorationists. We're the counter-revolution, and that's how they list us up there, you know, with Bill Ayers and the rest of them. Just really an amazing group of people. I think it's important they know, though, that they're never going to get away with this in the end. In the end, there's going to be Nuremberg-style trials for these people and the collaborators that tried to bring in this criminal system. I mean, does your gut tell you we're going to end up winning in the end, Larry Klayman?
It does. You know, I have a lot of faith, and I am an optimist, or I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing, and you wouldn't either. As Thomas Jefferson said, when the people fear the government, there's tyranny. When the government fears the people, there's liberty. They need to start fearing us, because they're going to have to answer to us at some point.
All right, Larry Klayman, thank you so much for joining us. FreedomWatchUSA.org. We'll talk to you again soon.
God bless. Bye.
Thank you. We're almost out of time for this Sunday edition. Larry Klayman has defended the Second Amendment, fought carbon taxes, done so much good. And whether you agree with him on the Israel situation or not, I look at it from the outside to see the manipulation. Why are both sides being funded to have conflict? Well, it's good for the crisis managers to stay in control. They want a society based on crisis that they control, problem, reaction, solution, instead of a society based on open, free systems. And they're exacerbating tribal warfare between East and West in Ukraine, the same globalist interest. Same stuff going on in Israel and with Hamas and the Palestinians. Both sides have beefs and grievances. I'm not in their fight. I don't have a dog in those fights. I just don't want to be financing either side of it, like Rand Paul says. I don't want to be involved in this. I want my Constitution, my Bill of Rights, my republic back. And that's why I'm here with the Sunday broadcast. That's why we do the nightly news 5 nights a week at 7 o'clock Central weeknights. That's why I have a 3-hour radio show weekdays. It's why I work so hard, because I know the only thing that allows evil to triumph is that good men and women do nothing. I know we can take this world back by caring and by being as informed on politics and geopolitical matters that are so incredibly interesting as we are on fantasy football. I've got so many friends who don't even exist this time of year because they're too busy forming their fantasy football leagues. I mean, is that what life was all about? What consciousness was all about? A bunch of bread and circus jokes? Now, before we end this hour, please remember we are listener supported. We don't get money, $400 million of taxpayer dollars like NPR. We don't get stimulus money like MSNBC. You buy the high-quality water filters, pro-gun t-shirts, high-quality supplements, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com, and that funds the InfoWars.com platform. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Please pray for peace, pray for justice, and the people's eyes be opened, and pray for InfoWars. God bless you all. Great job, crew. Lord willing, see you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central.